Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here. Ruth's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. 14 years she's been hanging out with us. Internationally recognized expert and thought leader on speech and interpersonal communication. Has written the important books on the topic. Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. That's one of my favorites. Her most recent books, Speakrits, and we'll get her to mention that a little bit more about that a little bit later on. She's our good friend Ruth. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Ruth, I love delivering proposals. I love making presentations in front of customers. I've got a giant, huge thermonuclear existential one to make this week. To one of my customers, I've probably put more than 100 hours in on it on one presentation, and I'm not through, but all of that to boil it down to a 20-minute presentation, and it's a major one, but I love doing that. I love proposals. I love giving proposals, and I think it's becoming, I'm afraid it's becoming a lost art. And I wonder if it's because people haven't, we've forgotten how to do them. What do you think?
It's not that we've forgotten how to do them. It's that we've forgotten how to adjust to the current audience. We've forgotten that we have to adjust.
You think they're too long?
Audience. Well, I don't know that 20 minutes is too long, Jim. I think that's another.
Of course, this isn't a proposal presentation. It's a by presentation standards, 20 is a little bit short. But in terms of a proposal, like a proposal, that's what most people are going to do with their customers is give them a proposal.
That's right. They're going to talk to them. They're going to present. They're going to pitch them. Right, and it's going to be interactive as well. Because the customer's not just going to sit there and be quiet. The customer's going to interrupt and ask questions and want clarification and maybe raise some objections, hopefully raise some objections. The trick, however, is that if you think you're going to stand there and deliver a bunch of information, highly technical information, without letting that person know, letting that customer know, or being aware that that customer is a layperson in your field, for the most part, then you're going to be in big trouble. They're going to tune out, and you're not going to get the business.
It's called death by PowerPoint, right?
Death by PowerPoint, definitely one thing, and that's another thing. Boy, it's so prescient of you to bring that up. I was just literally talking with a client the other day about that. It was one of those slides that had four quadrants with four tiny graphs and a huge amount of text, and you didn't know where to look first. But, yeah, I mean, we can talk about that too, later on. But yes, I mean, too many slides, too dense, too much technical information, overwhelming with the technical information that we all, as people who pitch constantly, love about our businesses. We love that technical stuff. Our clients, they could care less. They're like, what's in it for me? How's this going to make me more money?
You've got to cut. You've really got to get to what's on their mind. And sometimes
you've got to tell stories. And go ahead.
That's
go
right.
Ahead. Sorry.
That's exactly right. And you have to. Whenever I'm doing one of these, I put it all together, and then I go in and take stuff out. I go in, and anything that I say, okay, this is more about me than them. It's out of here.
I think that's a great principle. Yep.
And if I were out in the audience and I got to this point, that would trip me up. So I've got to add a step in there, a ladder, or throw them a rope or something.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I've learned to do, and I put this out there to your listeners because it is just foolproof, is I actually color code my outlines. If I'm like you, sitting there doing an outline, putting hundreds of hours into these things, because they're, what did you say, existential and thermonuclear?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great way to describe it. Huge presentations, very important, both for me and for the clients, I think.
Right.
I'll sit there and I'll color code them. Yellow is for my facts, my technical information. Pink is for the storytelling that I tell around the in technical information. And green is for the activities. So, you know, questioning, asking for a show of hands, client questions and client activities, basically. If it's too yellow, and it often is, it's going to be boring.
That's right.
It's going to be boring. Mm-hmm. So that's my solution. It's visual solution.
And people,
to me.
People, when they don't need color code to feel the yellow in your presentation.
They don't need it, but I do.
They've got an antenna immediately. You know, this is all about them. Well, you know the I love what you said. Tell stories, folks. You got to tell stories. And the other thing is, you know, one of the things I try to make sure my presentations do. And I tell them, I actually tell them, you know what? I don't know if we're going to do business together. I don't know if you're going to like what you know, how I present this, but you're going to get something from this. You're going to get some kind of a takeaway from this, even if we don't do business together. And that's what I do. I try to make sure that something I say to them will mean something to them, even if we never speak again. It'll be something that they hadn't thought about before.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful way to think about it and a great attitude going in. Because if you're going in thinking, I got to get this, I got to have this business, you're not going to get it. That's number one. So number two is seek first to give before you receive, which is exactly what you just said. So we're getting a little biblical here, and you know that's
mm-hmm.
not my thing, Jim. But,
but it's true. Listen,
but it's true.
There's a lot of wisdom. They don't call it the wisdom. They don't call it the wisdom scripture for nothing.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a whole lot of smart stuff in Ecclesiastes for salespeople, I can tell you that.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go reread that. Yeah.
Ruth, I need to take a break.
Yeah.
I need to take a break.
Oh, sure.
How do they find Speakrits?
Oh, you can go on Amazon, any online retailer, and look it up. Speakrits rhymes with secrets, but it's spelled speak, R-E-T-S.
The 30 best, most effective, most overlooked marketing and personal branding essentials. So check it out, folks, along with Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Still one of my favorite books. 20 after. Right back with Brooke Sherman. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.